There's .com, .org, and .net. .net? Perhaps it doesn't have the same cachet, but it is up for grabs. Bidding is underway, and the winner will be announced in March. But who assigns the right to have .net? And how much is it worth? Those sound like questions for The Explainer, and here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
An international nonprofit group called ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, is the keeper of the web. Its mandate is to preserve, quote, the operational stability of the Internet. And ICANN grants the right to operate domains like .net and .com to companies called domain managers. ICANN and the companies it designates run 13 root servers, computers that contain the addresses for all the top-level domains. These root servers are like master phone books, helping computers find each other over the Internet. Since 2000, .net has been the responsibility of a company called VeriSign, which also runs .com. As a domain manager, VeriSign runs two of ICANN's root servers and has 18 data centers around the world. VeriSign receives $6 every time someone registers a .net address through one of the numerous registration companies. VeriSign pulls in an estimated $30 million a year off .net. Some of VeriSign's competitors in the current bidding propose charging less than $6 per registration. Why is the administration of .net such a big deal? While there's no inherent difference between .net and .com domains, .net matters because it still has lots of room to grow. It has only 5 million addresses, while .com has 35 million. And most of the short, snappy .com addresses have long been claimed.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers and Badisha Banerjee.